This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. Hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We'll take a look at a mock draft coming up in the Expressway at 5:20. We have a Heat-Mavs preview as they'll be in action here coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Rangers and A's coming up at 6:30. And we do have, an addition to the finest here in just a second. But before we get to that, Brian, we've been teasing it throughout the afternoon.
Yeah.
Special programming announcement. Take it away.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gavin, really appreciate that. Really looking forward to getting this back together again. We've done it a few years now, and we do it every year for the draft. We got Draft 101,
yeah, buddy,
coming up. This is your opportunity to hang out with all the crew that's going to handle the draft coverage for 3 days. Aisha Morrison, Zach Wolchuk, myself, Nick Harris.
Bobby Belt.
We're all going to be there. And this is going to take place on April 18th at 7:30, and it's going to be in a special place. We're going to have it at the Star there in Frisco at the Dallas Cowboys facility. It's inside the Dallas Cowboys team auditorium, their meeting room, their big auditorium that they hold their team meetings in. That's where we're going to have the Draft 101.
Wait, so Toes get to sit in the same chairs that the players sit in?
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Sure do.
Yeah, and so again, like we've done in the past, it's going to be questions and answers, pass around the mics. If you have a question about the draft, we're going to kind of chop it up. It should be a really, really fun night.
It always is, dude.
It is a fun night. And the way you can register this is you just go on the website here at 1053thefan.com/draft101. Once again, 1053thefan.com/draft101, and you should get registered for that. And we look forward to seeing you on April 18th at 7:30 at the Star in Frisco.
Can't wait.
Thank you to Miller Lite, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Miller Lite. Yeah.
Cheers.
It's going to be a fun time. We didn't get to do this last year. This will be my first time being a part of Draft 101. We're super excited about it. But this is going to fill up quick, so make sure you go right now. We've put it out on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram. I'm sure we'll get it popping as well. So 1053thefan.com/draft101. 7:30 next Thursday. It's going to be awesome.
Wolchuk's running point on that, huh?
He is.
Apparently.
He's hosting.
I'm ready.
Does he have to open up with like a monologue of sorts? Is he
gonna
5 good minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be ready.
Yeah,
like, got some material.
You got to give a speech. You never have
any birthdays in the house. All right.
Any Pisces. <Yeah. laughs>
I do think you should start by just roasting your crew here. Yeah. You know, like whoever you have. Like Broadus. Yeah. You got Aisha there. Nick's there. Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Like Kill Tony, bro. Just go for it.
Oh, yes. That's going to be awesome.
That's an easy crew to roast. I think I could have fun with that.
I think I went to the very first ever one before I was actually working here. It was like the first time ever, because it was back when they were doing it at the station.
Downstairs at the show.
Because this is the first year they're actually doing it at the Star.
Yes,
like,
first time.
This is absolutely premium real estate.
Well, yeah. I remember when we were doing it, it would be after G-Bag, and it'd be like 7 to 8 downstairs at the showroom, and people would be texting in draft questions for the entire first hour of the nosebleed seats. It'd be nothing show-related.
Yeah.
We're just getting bombarded with draft questions. It's like, unfortunately, we're not airing Draft 101 right now.
Yeah, this is not an airable thing. This is just an exclusive, intimate draft conversation football minds.
Get all your, bring your. We've had people bring their notebooks and stuff before.
Oh, bring your lunch pail.
With all their questions and stuff like that. So cool. I just got a text message from Bassick. You guys see this?
No.
What happened? What
Bassick's out. You know, he's doing the work tonight out at the ballpark.
Yeah.
He says there's possibly 20,000 people outside the stadium right now waiting for the championship mini bobblehead thing.
This is
It's a replica trophy.
Mike called it.
That's why Carter left an hour and a half ago to get his little spot in there for that trophy.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. We could have put it up on the cam.
Okay.
You know what would be funny?
That's a smart move for... Okay, so Carter's probably going to be able to put it back there.
Yeah, he looked at me and said, he gone, and walked out the door. Okay, Carter.
What would be really funny...
Shout out to Carter, dude.
What would be really funny if we could get one of these bobblehead trophies and Carter does not get one?
What would be really funny is if Carter's on the clock right now.
Come on,
Carter, clock out. He's definitely on the clock.
Yeah.
And he is...
Well, all we had to do is text somebody and say, hey, can we get an extra
Can we get a trophy?
Well, there's only 10,000 of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's just the first 10,000?
So what they do is when I used to do pre and post is the night before they do the giveaway, they will bring it to the media. Yeah, so you can take a picture of it and kind of show the fans what they're going to get.
Right? Yeah, I saw Jared come cool. by Flex
it looks,
TV.
It looks very cool.
So Eric, Matt, Jared, you know, Mike, if he was working yesterday, probably got it yesterday.
Yeah. I wonder if Mike did. I wonder if Mike got his bobblehead.
Mike, I hope you got one, bro.
Well, the World Series replica is outstanding.
It looks badass.
Scouting 101 is outstanding.
It's not a bobblehead, right?
He keeps calling the trophy a bobblehead.
It's not a bobblehead. It's a replica trophy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what it is.
Usually when you do
it's got Rob Manfred's head on the top of it. Yeah. Just donging around.
Okay.
Is it about the size of a bobblehead? It's bigger, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it might be smaller.
Smaller than a bobblehead.
I saw Kennedy Landry post a side-by-side with her Stanley.
Okay.
And the trophy, it didn't look big, but
it's kind of like what you're working with right there, Dawson, that your drink.
It is a collector's
item.
So
it's definitely smaller than that.
Okay.
Size doesn't matter in this instance. It's a championship trophy, okay?
I think about this big. As big as this cup right here.
All right. It's a solid.
So it's handheld.
So there's 20,000 fans
roll,
out there.
Roll out and sign.
Yes.
Stretch it out a little bit and sign it.
I love me a meat stretcher.
Only half of them are getting the trophies. Here's the Chief with an addition to the finest.
Oh, man, the heartbreak.
Sign
there.
Up for Draft 101.
Yeah, please.
Definitely.
It's going to be embarrassing if you don't.
And how can we sign up for that, Broadus?
That would be 1053thefan.com/draft101.
Gosh, it's going to be awesome. And that's a week from tomorrow?
The 18th.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. Look at that. Beautiful. Beautiful.
7:30.
Beautiful.
Be there.
7:30.
What do you say?
Prime time.
7 o'clock? 7:30.
7:30.
Yes, I got a daughter.
Yeah. Okay,
so I got a daughter. nice seeing you guys.
Oh, look, there's no more brisket. I've got a daughter.
Wow. Would you look at here? Got myself a daughter.
That was my favorite part of finding out I was having a baby girl.
Well, gentlemen, tomorrow the Masters is underway.
Dun, dun.
Now, Broadus is a little bit butthurt. He's going to be hate-watching these Masters because he keeps getting denied entry.
I have.
The Broaduses are not allowed on the Masters grounds, apparently.
I keep applying for tickets every year. I've gone twice, though. I've made it twice.
Well, you won't be the only one who doesn't get an opportunity to participate in the Augusta festivities. And this is a gentleman who was supposed to have that opportunity.
Oh, he sold his tickets.
In fact, it's his job to do so. But due to unforeseen circumstances, a caddy for Tyrell Hatton will unfortunately not be making his caddy duties go to work.
What did he do?
Starting tomorrow, here is Tyrell Hatton, the golfer, with a great accent, telling you what's happened to his caddy, and John Rahm is next to him. When you hear the giggling throughout the story, just know that is your reigning Masters champion, John Rahm.
Good. Can you talk about the caddy situation today?
My caddy fell over last night after dinner. Now, his reputation is an interesting one, so I don't know how the fall really occurred, but either way, he landed pretty heavy on his shoulder, and he spent the afternoon in hospital, so he's had an x-ray, He won't be caddying for the next month. Yeah, so I've got a friend on the bag. He's actually flying tomorrow now to Augusta. So, and he'll do Adelaide and Singapore if we can get a visa in time for him to do Australia. Yeah.
So I mean, wow.
Drunkenness?
Yes. I presume there was maybe some heavy pourage taking place.
Yeah.
And there was a stumble. I assume it's either a curb that was not anticipated.
Curb can get you. Yeah.
The curb can get you. A staircase every once in a while. You elongate a step, and now you're expecting step to be there, and it's not, and now you're tumbling down. So curb or steps, I imagine. But I would love to get the details on that particular story
You would like Hatton as a golfer, and I'll tell you why. I mean, if you ever watch video of him, he like talks to his ball in very foul language.
Okay, I saw clips of this and I was going to pull
it,
but
it's like club breaker, club thrower.
Because he's on the Live Tour.
Yes.
He's angry.
And they, they air, these guys are, I don't know if they're mic'd up or just the mics pick it up, but he is just mother bleeping, C-wording himself, his golf club,
ball,
his golf ball.
He's
called
like,
the infidel, Mike.
He's like, yeah.
That's the one.
That's it, you effer golf ball. That's it. You know, like he's pretty good at
you
this.
You bloody effer.
Yeah. He's what we all do when we get on the course, the way you talk to your ball.
Is that per capita the most foul language,
him?
In just golf courses in general? Is that where you feel like you could find the most foul language? Because everybody's so upset at themselves.
Might just be driving down 75.
These U.S. Open courses where they make the greens super dry, they'll like burn the damn greens for a month before you show up. You're putting on clay.
Yeah.
Been sent to the kiln.
Yeah, that's a miserable.
2-foot putts roll off the green. Yeah.
Not for me.
So caddies get paid, right?
Yes, they do. Yes. Quite a bit.
So he's about to miss out on some money because he got buzzed
up? He's going to miss out. Matter of fact.
Got to tell the family that.
Scotty Scheffler's caddy.
Ooh, that's called a drinking problem.
Sorry,
sir.
Mom and Dad.
I think Scotty Scheffler's
caddy. Be a friend of Bill W. next week.
Made about $875,000 the last 3 weeks.
See?
What?
Prize money. Because
it's all about what you're. If your guy you wins.
You get a fee. You have a caddy fee that you get, and then there's bonuses for how you finish in the tournament.
Because there was a story, I feel like, a couple of years
ago. But he's paid by the golfer.
Yes.
You're supposed
to give a tip, right, if you win. Said golfer, like John Rahm, was supposed to tip his caddy.
Yeah.
And I think there was a story of somebody that won one of the majors didn't tip.
Matt Kuchar
won at Mexico.
Yeah.
He won at Mexico, and
gave the guy $2,000.
Yeah, the guy was due $50,000, and he gave him $2,000.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
But we'll see. I wonder what the qualifications are for the guy that's flying in now. Like, is he just getting is he just a friend? Right place, right time. Sure, bro. I'm going to come out. I don't really have much in the way of advice for you here. Hold a hole, but I'll walk with you. I'll keep you company.
It's a bad play. Maybe the guy has some experience though, but I'd be looking for a local caddy before I'd be trying to fly somebody in.
That would be a great idea. Somebody that he's played this course enough to kind of understand. A lot of these guys don't ask for help, hey, pick up the divots, rake the traps, clean my clubs, it could be a pretty simple game.
Might be able to phone a friend in this situation. Maybe he's got the number of one Happy Gilmore. Ooh. And he could try and borrow a caddy situation.
Who was Happy's caddy?
He had his homeless buddy.
Yeah.
And then he had that hockey plan or that, the kid that looks like Will Zalatoris, right?
Yes, that's who it was. The blondie, skinny guy.
So I think Happy Gilmore ultimately had two caddies. But here actually,
got a caddy four.
Happy has made an appearance on the Dan Patrick Show because cat's out of the bag thanks to Shooter McGavin on Happy 2. So here is Happy addressing the situation.
Now that brings us to Happy Gilmore.
All
right, picked up a little bit of steam. Shooter McGavin shot off his mouth a little bit here.
Yeah, he did. He certainly did. He texted me after the fact. By the way, that thing you told me not to talk about, I talked about. That's good news. No, all I did was tell him. See, I did stand up. I did a comedy special, and a lot of my buddies came by, and Shooter was one of them. And I said, dude, we've been talking about a Happy 2, and we're working on some stuff. That's all I told Shooter. I said, but don't tell anybody. And then you know, he kept it mostly private. He told a couple of DJs about it. That's, they usually are great at secrets, don't you think?
Yeah. Yep. But you should have known not to trust him.
Well, I was excited that Shooter was in the room with me.
He didn't.
I love him.
You didn't like him in the movie. You couldn't trust him in the movie, yeah. And you can't trust him in real life.
It all came back to me at that moment. Yeah. Okay. I was like, that's right. He's the bad guy.
So Cat's out of the bag thanks to Shooter, but betraying a trust there. But that is good news for all of us, and we're fired up.
Dan Patrick's in the movie, too.
Yeah, like, as himself.
Yeah, he's going to get a part.
Yeah. Now, very exciting news for myself and the folks in the 817 Alliance. Fort Worth had their grand opening today.
HEB.
3451 Heritage Trace Parkway. True Texas Barbecue.
Oh.
And, yes, HEB.
Dude, okay.
Honestly, HEB, the grand opening. I cannot wait, dude. This will be my first time. I've never been inside one. So at some point this weekend, I plan
amazing.
On making my maiden voyage.
Yeah, crazy. Eric, like, I don't like grocery store shopping.
It's
but
crazy.
HEB, I will show up and just kind of wander around because it's that much fun. And that True Texas Barbecue is actually pretty good.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys about. I'm not never familiar with this True Texas Barbecue
it's
situation.
It's expensive, but it is pretty good.
Is it upside down?
It's not upside down.
My true brand.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dang, that's not actually a terrible idea. They might be able to work that into some of their merch.
I knew where you were going with that, but they could partner.
Yeah. I didn't know where he was going with that.
Is it upside down? The truth.
It's upside down barbecue.
Yeah, I mean,
the brisket's pretty good.
Brisket Sando's for $9, $12 for a plate with two side dishes. You got the beef ribs occasionally. They'll have fried chicken tenders and wings as well. The sliced brisket, the sausage, the St. Louis pork ribs, pulled pork, burnt ends. And they got like a pretty full menu situation here. I didn't know if you guys had actually tried that barbecue because I've never tried it.
Yeah, I've tried it.
Dawson, I need a ruling.
Okay.
Are you a barbecue place if you're doing chicken tenders?
Kids meal, bro.
If you smoke them.
I mean, what about the kids?
Now, the kids could eat brisket sandwiches.
I guess if you're doing it for the kids. You know how the kids can get when it comes to chicken tendies.
I need a ruling.
You can do it. You can do it technically. You know, some people would actually say chicken wings aren't barbecue. So I ask for a little levity. I'll give it in return.
Well, we had the steak debate. We know that they're doing steaks.
Hey.
Mm.
I don't know if that's a barbecue place.
I'm with you, bro. I don't think that's a barbecue place whatsoever. Yeah. You got chicken tendies.
If you have barbecue chicken. You're a barbecue place.
I have not noticed the chicken tenders at the location.
I would even say a chicken fried steak at a barbecue place is not a barbecue place.
I'm with you, bro.
I'll bring you some chicken tenders you think is barbecue.
Okay, please. Challenge.
By the way, we got the meatball. I got a great meatball dish for you guys on Friday, though.
Okay.
We got something coming up.
How about that for a tease?
Big time.
Hey, and congratulations, Walchuk. I don't know if you heard about this, but the Pretzel Cheddar Club Sandwich Chick-fil-A bringing it in and bringing it strong in Raleigh, North Carolina. They're unveiling it. It happened 2 days ago, and hopefully this takes off. The pretzel bun. I've been talking about this with the Hawaiian roll.
Yes.
They do the pretzel bun. You make a cheeseburger or a slider
out
of it.
That's what we're
working
with.
It takes it to a level 10.
That's what we're working with
Friday. It looks like Chick-fil-A is testing the waters on pretzel buns for their sandwiches.
Love it.
That's just a home run move, so kudos to them.
Salute to those guys, and salute to you. Thanks for making us part of your day as we're on now to the Expressway. If you missed our announcement, brought us and the guys are bringing back Draft 101. That's April 18th up at the Star.
Yes, sir.
And where do we go to sign up?
You go to 1053thefan.com/draft101. It should be up and ready to go.
I think it's 10 years. You know, I remember after Cowboys Packers Dez caught that ball, you guys did like a film study then on the NFL downstairs shortly thereafter, like draft. And it is so cool to be able to sit there and talk with Brian.
It is fun. We have a really great group. Your questions, we'll get them all answered too. And we missed it because of COVID though too. We couldn't get it really done the right way there. So getting it back in the mix, and thanks to the Cowboys and thanks to Miller Lite too for helping us out on that.
Okay, LA Live's coming up in about 22 minutes. We have some Cowboys draft prep and a look at all the big headlines from the world of sport that have been developing throughout your afternoon coming up next here in the Nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we're back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Time to hit the expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. LA Live coming up in 15 minutes. We have a lot of news, including some breaking news here for you. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. Breaking news, you say yes. An arrest warrant issued for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice in connection to his involvement in that crash on Central in late March, sources telling WFAA this hour. You know, he's been cooperating and, you know, turned himself in and then, you know, talked with authorities. So I'm sure that's just a formality. He'll find out there's a warrant. He'll head in there and, you know, we'll see what they have to say, how an investigation like that concludes. The report also said warrants were also issued for SMU cornerback Teddy Knox, who was the driver of the Corvette in that situation. I just can't believe what's happened over the last couple of years, whether it's the NFL or college, with the loss of life, and speeding vehicles. I imagine, the NFL is not going to look at that favorably either. I don't know what the law is going to do, but I do anticipate the NFL is going to be looking at fines, and that's probably a precedent you want to set as far as, you know, high speed collisions. You know, I feel like whatever punishment you hand down might save lives in the future. You know, making an example out of somebody, I don't think generally is a good, justice process to have in mind for, you know, your standard operating procedures. But maybe it's due now, because you can't recover from, you know, when it goes as bad as it can go, and you're up late at night in high moving vehicles. Our high rate of speed moving vehicles, and you know how bad these stories can end up. Okay, so that's the latest on that one, and we'll just stand by, see how that plays out throughout the offseason. Rangers and A's coming up at 6:30 pregame, 7:05 first pitch. Our guy Cody Bradford going to be on the hill, the local star, Alito, Baylor, now with the Rangers. I just want to know if this Langoliers gentleman who hit three bombs last night is going to be available. He is from Keller. And if he's going to swing it like that out there at the Globe, this might be the dude, right?
He's like their best player. He's the one guy that...
He's back.
So he'll be leaving soon?
Back clean up tonight and catching.
Yeah, he's. It's funny. He went to school at Baylor.
He did.
With all these guys.
Him, so, Cody Bradford, and Davis Wenzel. They were all hanging out last night. And Bradford's going to get to go up against him.
Yep.
And I'm sure Langoliers knows him pretty well from catching him there at Waco. That's going to be interesting. That's a chess match right there.
What a cool local story. Yeah, I can't imagine like being one of Langoliers' best buddies from Keller, and you're a huge Rangers fan. Last night he crushes you, and you text him, "Hey, congratulations, man! Could you take it easy on us, seeing how your team's not going to even make the playoffs?" But the A's are 3-1 on the road so far this year. It just goes to show you, no baseball team is actually that bad.
They've won three straight games too. The Rangers are on a three-game losing streak too. They need to turn that around tonight.
Yeah, Yeah, well, the good news is LeClerc's probably not going to pitch late, so if you do have a late lead, it should be safe. Sandler's going to join us at 6:15. Wolchuk has your proper round tripper coming up at 6. And then the other thing to let you know about with the Rangers is tomorrow we're going to have day baseball. So the game starts at 1:30, and we'll probably be on about 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah, KNC Masterpiece will be out at the yard tomorrow.
Sweet. Okay, Heat hosting Mavs tonight. Both teams on the second of a back-to-back. We're seeing Josh Green is back. Is he going to play tonight?
Yes, Josh Green is available to go. So is Maxi Kleba against the Heat. So not sure how many minutes Josh Green will get or what Jason Kidd's plan is for him, but he is available. Brad Townsend also reporting that Kidd talking pregame saying Derek Lively not going to play in either of the remaining regular season games, and he hasn't been practicing yet. So still hopeful he's ready to go for the postseason, but he's not going to be playing in the regular season.
Man, if you can get Green back and flowing a little bit, get him in rhythm, I mean, he's not a consistent player right now that you would be like, wow, we need this guy for the playoff run. But he is a guy that when he locks in defensively, gets in transition, and is shooting the ball half decent, is a handful. And he could absolutely be the difference in playoff games, which is now right around the corner. Just a couple of games to go. Then we're going to be playing postseason ball. Jason Kidd confirming Derek Lively will not play in any of the remaining regular season games. And our best understanding is he could miss one or two playoff games as well.
Yeah, that would be extremely disappointing. It's a bummer, man. I mean, having that basically week off between your final regular season game and then the start of the playoffs to allow the play-in stuff to take care of itself is a huge bonus for all of them. But especially, you know, the extra week or so for Derek Lively. So hopefully he is going to be able to play every one of those playoff games because you can, I mean, it's obvious the impact that he has and how different they have to play when they don't have the two bigs to where they can leave one Gafford or Lively on the court at all times. So that's going to be huge. And tonight, you know, they're going to have a good advantage because I mean both teams playing off a back-to-back with the Mavs doing that last night and the Heat doing that. But I mean Miami played a double overtime game last night. I'm pretty sure Adebayo and Hero played 48 minutes. Butler played 45 minutes. They don't have Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson. So I think, I mean, the offense, I'm guessing low scoring game, maybe doing some less plays on the Prize Picks because everybody's going to be exhausted.
Could be some less plays.
Both teams are playing really, really good defensively. I think the offense will be tough to come by tonight.
This team has beaten some good clubs, you know, without Lively, without Green. Does it give you confidence that maybe they have it going on in a way that we can't even imagine right now? I mean, they have just kept it rolling, and you know maybe the addition of Lively puts them over the top in a really outstanding way. We had Tim Cato on last hour, more optimistic than he's been at any point through this run of the idea of contending for a title. Could beat anybody, you know. And I think this is the most excited I've been going into a playoffs since the championship. You know, I haven't really thought it has been possible at all for 13 years now. Porzingis deal is done. How could they screw that up so bad, cost them all those picks, still get Kyrie Irving and make this okay? It's got to be the greatest Houdini act I've ever seen, guys.
I mean, I think Nico deserves a lot of credit. I know, you know, there was a lot of doubt, and it's come from a lot of us who have wondered, you know, what are you doing taking this Nike guy, making him a GM without any experience? But Nico Harrison has done an excellent job. It took some time, and we probably weren't patient enough because we just want instant gratification. But when they made that trade for Kyrie, I know, and Kyrie talked about the bulletin board material, ESPN gave it a D, said it wouldn't work. He's kept that meme, and he's been using it throughout this entire run. Well, you needed a better supporting cast. Jason Kidd probably knew that as well, and they filled that out. You go ahead and you make one first-round pick into two with Omax, who hopefully will end up being a guy that can contribute down the road. Derek Lively's been fantastic. You make the trade for PJ Washington. Gafford, Derek Jones Jr. in an offseason addition, has been really good. So he's had a great eye for the type of role players that he needs to put around Luka and Kyrie. And I also think Kyrie Irving, the leadership and the calm demeanor that he's kind of provided for this team. Luka respects him. He's gotten Luka to buy in on the defensive side of the floor. He deserves a lot of love as well. I know I had my doubts about Kyrie because it had not worked anywhere else he'd been. He'd found a way to want out. There'd always been availability questions with him, whether it was injury or something else going on off the court. But Kyrie has been absolutely incredible as a Dallas Maverick.
Yeah, Michael Pena in The Ringer had in his latest article just a whole Mavs article and how bullish he is on them. And he has a couple interesting things. He says this group has counters, answers, and strategic stretchiness that didn't exist back in October. Most matchups can be met with a lineup that, at the very least, sees eye to eye with any opponent's best offer. And then he also says that the downshift is perceptible and accommodating with one major ripple effect. Dallas doesn't feel top heavy. Unlike before, it's now an actual team with defensive stoppers, tertiary ball handlers, rim protectors, and runners, spot up threats, and acrobatic athletes galloping through the open floor. Important roles are both filled and happily accepted.
Man, I love it. You know, I think it actually gives me a little bit of clarity on exactly how bad it was with Mark Cuban and Vegas Bob and Donnie Nelson basically being an absentee GM because he'd kind of been squeezed out. It got ugly. And when you have a talent like Luka or Dirk was, you know, and it shouldn't be that difficult to craft really good teams around them. You know, you have the difficult part taken care of. And they were spinning their wheels and wasting Luka. And now Nico gets in here and in very short order has totally transformed this thing into something that I don't think Mark Cuban would ever conceptualize he needed to do. You know, he ended up going in some really weird directions trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel when it came to NBA roster construction when, you know, a pretty good model was out there. And Nico tapped into that quickly. We need big guys who can dribble, pass, and shoot. Not just big guys who can defend and shoot in the corner. That was a crazy roster construction era. Okay, Mel Kiper's latest mock draft, he's going with a little Red River flair. Tyler Guyton at 24, and in the second round, running back Jonathan Brooks at 56 for Dallas. Would you guys be happy if that was your first and second rounders?
I think I could be satisfied with that. I mean, there's players that I like more than Guyton, but if you're taking an offensive tackle, and if the Cowboys evaluate that player and say he's worth a first-rounder, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. They nail first-round offensive linemen. I know when Tyler Smith was selected, I was like, I don't know what you're getting with that guy. Does he seem ready to play? Heck, he ended up being a left tackle and was really good as a rookie. Jonathan Brooks is going to be a good player. Like, would I love him not coming off of an ACL injury? Yes. All indications are he's going to be available for training camp. Cowboys team doctor did the surgery. I have Benson graded higher than Brooks, but I know a lot of people love Jonathan Brooks. He's my number two guy. So for me, I could be sold on those first two picks. I wouldn't love it because I'm not super into Guyton, but I could be satisfied.
Yeah, I have Guyton the first round on my board, and he's like my fourth best tackle. And then Brooks is my first best running back, so I would be very happy with what just happened there.
Nervous times down at Baylor tonight, huh? With Scott Drew maybe leaving for Kentucky. That would be tough, man. This guy has just done a hell of a job building a program, making you relevant.
It's funny, Scott Drew, and I believe I saw a picture today. I don't know, maybe, I hope I'm not getting butt cracked on this one, but he was having lunch with...
No, that was a real picture, yeah.
Okay,
I saw that.
Yeah, he's having lunch with a supporter of theirs with the program, and the guy's a banker, right? Oh. Big-time banker down there in Waco. So maybe he and Scott Drew were sitting down talking about, okay, we need to do a little more here.
Yep.
Help me with my NIL stuff a little more here, if you could.
These kids some banking endorsements.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I think that's the reality of it. You have to be able to recruit, coach, and get the business aspects involved in a very modern way. So best of luck to Baylor keeping their guys so they can keep the
sound like the missus is interested in going to Kentucky.
Done a hell of a job with the athletic department down there, though. But, yeah, sometimes when Kentucky calls and your wife wants to go, you listen.
Apparently, I'm seeing so Scott Drew's the one who posted this photo.
Yeah.
And it's at a restaurant in Waco called Mi Casita.
Yeah.
And so now this particular restaurant is getting hundreds of calls and having an uptick in 5-star reviews.
Nice.
And they've interviewed like the owner of the place. Like it's been really good for business.
They got some hot sauce on the table.
Man, I love it. I love sitting down. They bring those chips and hot sauce and you're ready to go. Then the fajitas come out sizzling and you won. Or a chimichanga. Adverse weather has affected every master since 2019. This year, no different. Early thunderstorms tomorrow are going to delay first round action of the Masters. You're going to have the rain and the clouds and wind as yeah. well. So we'll hope for the best and, you know, getting that bad boy done by Sunday evening.
But, yeah,
well, who knows? Stay flexible.
Yeah, if that's the case, if they get a lot of rain, that course is the one. They have special draining systems and stuff on those greens that are incredible. Yeah, but the rest of the course, can they, you know, if that course is, it plays soft, it could be a nightmare for how long it is now with the way they've extended it. But the greens, if they can keep the moisture out of those greens, that's the thing. That's the trigger that keeps everybody from scoring really low there is the way the undulations in the greens, how fast the greens are. But if those greens are wet, moist, they will have a – their scoring might be pretty good.
Isn't that a great word, the undulations?
Undulations.
Undulations?
Yeah.
It's a hard G on that one, right?
Undulations.
Undulations. It is really good. It's a very hilly course, and the more cocktails you have, the harder it is to walk.
Yeah, you want to just post up.
Yeah, you do not want to. You do not want to be like drinking like 8 beers and walking around that place.
But you got to be drinking. I don't think being at a golf tournament is that fun unless you're boozing.
They encourage you to drink because the beers are so cheap. They're like $2.50 beers.
Yeah, that's right. I remember we were talking about that during our Masters draft last year.
Yeah, Eric and I were like, yeah, we were spending $30 a beer.
They're expensive
beer,
at spring training.
For spring training.
Yeah, those spring training beers got
pretty pricey.
Pretty pricey.
Yeah.
214 says, shut up, General. You're the one that said at the beginning of the year, Luke and Kyrie weren't even going to make the playoffs. Clean your ears out, 214. Scrub your memory banks. I was pretty bullish on this team going into the season, sir. You know, I take enough from you guys on the text for idiotic things that I say that are true. I don't need you making up extra stuff.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Jordan Spieth's wrist thingy is back. It's hurt, and he's hoping it feels good this week at the Masters so he can try to win it again. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius Alexander.
Oh, man. You call me. I'm hella distracted. Oh, man. Hold on. Let me get myself together here. I got the Lowrider Car Show next to me on this.
We're watching it right now.
It's been fun.
Yeah. I'm seeing it out of the corner of my eye.
Man, these old school Chevys and then the Cholo model girls out there. My God. That's where I need to be, bro.
Yeah.
I need a Lolo and a Cholo. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's get into it. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk. I'm gonna make a It'll make you dance some of everything.
Think that's Reese's Pieces. Jeez.
What's the craziest thing that you have done to make weight, so cutting weight?
Hold up, no.
Okay, all this, you know you have to tell us. Like, man. You can't.
Well, back in kickboxing, I wasn't in the UFC. Man. Okay, I busted a make weight.
How much does that weigh? I mean,
oh, wow.
You really wanted to know?
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah, Taylor Rooks was kind of interested right there, wasn't she?
Our guy Izzy was shooting his shot.
He was shooting his shot. She was like, well, I mean, how much is in there? I like to see that type of thing.
My goodness.
A journalistic career.
Was it like half a pound?
Strictly professional.
Yeah. Sounds like the Fountains at Venetian. That's amazing. This is LA Live for April 10th, 2024. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. Shout out to my dentist who keeps texting me from her phone. Her home phone situation, like her personal cell phone. She texts, I'm going to see you again.
Uh-oh, somebody likes a little L.A.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what's happening? Today, earlier, you talked about National Sibling Day.
Yes.
Yeah. We were talking about the siblings in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot to mention the Gonzalez twins. Forgot to mention that.
The UNLV.
Forgot to mention the Gonzalez twins.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I haven't seen him in a while.
I haven't seen him in a while either. But they were on my timeline just a little while ago. And I was like, hey, siblings.
I had them as I think they were my one seed for a while.
Yeah.
It might still be, actually.
How about the Cavender twins?
I lean Gonzalez twins here.
It's respectable. I know you do.
Shout out to my guy Fergie.
Yeah, shout out to Fergie.
And the Four Sisters. They drive the funny cars, racing.
Oh, the Forces, yes.
Yeah. Like Ashley, three of them.
Ashley, who else drives? Yeah, she's married. One of them's married to Ray Hall, my IndyCar driver.
Yeah, Bobby Ray Hall. She's got the hyphenated last name now. Yeah.
Bobby Ray Hall cussed me out once. Red Lion, Portland. Really?
Yeah, awesome. He's the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ray
Do
Hall.
Do tell.
Well, he was the Miller Genuine Draft open-wheel car back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
We were working at a hotel sponsored by Budweiser. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a battle of the sponsors. Mm-hmm. Miller Genuine Draft Bobby Ray Hall event there for the annual race at PIR.
PIR, yeah.
So he kept telling me that he didn't want to see any effing Budweisers. And as the night goes
on,
had to make Budweisers available. They're under the
come
table.
On,
I'm pouring Budweisers into a cup, right, and giving them to this one guy who was specifically asking for Budweiser. He didn't want to mess with the Miller Genuine Draft. And, you know, he caught me about a half hour before the event was going to conclude. He's like, I told your mother bleeping ass, you know.
What's wrong with him?
Half dozen times already. I don't want any effing Budweiser in the whole hall. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go get my manager. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's doing a little too much right there, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on payroll.
Yeah, you're good, dude.
You're on the payroll.
Let your agent worry about this.
Yeah, don't worry about all of that, man.
Maybe he was protecting that MGD bag, though.
Yeah, clearly he was. Yeah,
that Genuine Draft was a big brand back in the day. Remember that? Beautiful
car. Oh, yeah. They had beautiful paint scheme on that car, too.
All right. Today, I got a question for the Tolos. What's a superstition y'all believe in? This is what I asked the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. You can follow me there if you just find Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, that's my name.
Yeah, I think these things can change your energy, can change your confidence level, and can absolutely get you beat or make people leak confidence around you. As a youth sports coach, I'm wearing all black.
All black.
The three times I've worn a blue top, we've lost. So
you stick to the all black.
Okay. Yeah.
I wear black a lot in my act a lot. All right, I ain't mad at that. What's a superstition y'all believe in? Tolo said, when my right hand itches, cash is coming to me.
There you go.
I believe that.
Yeah. Ooh.
Sometimes my hand itch. It doesn't say how much money. It just says it's coming your way. If you don't. Oh, okay. If you didn't roll that blunt, don't spark it. Okay.
Didn't roll it. Yeah.
Well, I do not abide by that.
You'll just grab a random and just light it up?
Well,
hey, man, whose is this?
Anybody got a light?
You a wild boy.
Why are you wasting it?
But this is the same guy who at the Rangers Championship Parade took the ladies' bottle of mixed margarita and just went and put it right in his mouth.
They seemed like good people.
No waterfall.
They seemed like good people. I looked at her. She was clean. Yeah, right.
My man woke up with mono. Probably like two other vodka bottles of the little airplane ones deep.
So. This girl had been camped out for like 12 hours waiting for this parade. Yeah.
We were all, you know, in the same mindset.
It's alcohol. It kills all the germs anyway. Yeah, that's exactly what I've been told. Mm-hmm. What's a superstition y'all believe in? If you sweep your foot, spit on the broom. I think sweeping the foot means like you're going to jail, something like that, I believe.
Oh.
Fiance wife gets me, she's from East Texas, you know, she gets me on that one all the time. And she's like, spit on this broom. I'm like, I'm not spitting on the broom.
Spit on this broom.
Spit on it. Yeah.
I said, spit on it. What's a superstition?
She's swinging it at him.
Yeah.
Spit on this broom.
What's a superstition y'all believe in? Knocking on wood. Yeah, I still knock on wood.
Yeah,
every
I'll
once
do the
in
knock
while.
On wood.
I do the knock on wood. Rub the wood like at the Apollo.
Uh-huh.
I think Pause. Knocking on wood comes from, yeah, you're right, bro. That's absolutely correct. I got to get with the times. I think that knocking on wood comes from like some pagan stuff.
Oh.
Celtic. Don't give me the line. I should have never said that.
Hey, man, shout out to the Celtics for their sea salts. Dominant.
Facts. Purse on the floor means money out the door.
Ooh.
The lady puts her purse on the floor.
I like the rhyme there. Yeah.
Okay. Fiance wife is also quite offended if I put her purse on the floor.
Yeah. Ooh, don't. Wow. You would do that?
I mean, her purse is a backpack.
It's huge.
Damn okay. Right he does that.
So, like, sometimes it's on a chair and Remy wants to sit on it. So I'll be like, okay, cool. And then boom, you know, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, forgot about
spit
that.
Spit on it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's what I said.
Are we sure we're talking about brooms?
Yeah.
Right. Subliminals.
You got to get it ready.
What?
What's the superstition y'all believe in? Pick up a penny heads up to have good luck.
That's, yeah.
Mm. So it's only for pennies. I thought it was just any heads up coin was worth putting in your pocket.
Coins. When I've been out walking sometimes, I've seen coins, and I won't pick them up.
This one looks a little worn.
Heads up.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just, yeah, and that's why I don't have any money in my account, because I don't pick up money when well, that's right why. There in front of me.
Let's see here. Don't talk bad about your car. Ooh. While you're in the car, come on, God darn it. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah. It's going to start acting up on you.
I would believe that.
These cars get spiteful on you real quick. Yeah.
Have you heard, like, if you get the
don't
chills?
Don't talk about injuries is another one.
The chills or the shivers. So it means, like, someone's walking over your grave.
Really?
Yeah. I was
walking
always
over
told
my
that
grave. Room. I'm living, baby.
In the future?
Like, where it's going to be.
Oh. Oof.
Oh. But I'm being cremated and sprinkled in the ocean.
You don't know that.
Look like someone just walked over your grave.
You don't know that.
Have you
That's
seen
what you think.
Have you seen the cremation things? How they do videos on that now.
You're watching
how they
deceased
do
bodies get set on fire.
You can see
no
it done.
Thank you.
How they
that was on
it.
The movie Scrooge. Yeah. They did Bill Murray like that.
You can prep it. They show the prepping of what they go through for a cremation.
It's just bones at that point,
fascinating.
Right?
Fascinating.
It is. It takes an hour to get you completely dusty.
To get you prepped?
Yeah. Well, not prepped. Yeah.
Oh, the whole cremation.
The whole thing, yeah. Yeah. It's like that's the thing on TikTok. If you get sometimes that the rhythm thing gets you, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at cremation deals, you know, because I'm talking about it.
Well, that's pretty dark.
Yeah.
You guys think about this one, huh?
No, they
get
do.
This for your old uncle?
They do. They show you how it works. It's weird. I mean, you're like going, oh, that's what happens? Okay.
Let's see. What is a superstition y'all believe in? I asked this to the tollers that follow me on Facebook. He says, don't buy a woman's shoes. Those are the shoes she's going to use to walk out of your life.
Huh.
Ooh. Wow.
Don't eat anything red from a girl until you're married. That man's from Louisiana.
Huh. Radishes. Yeah. Never heard that.
Yeah, it got that voodoo in them. Got that voodoo.
Red velvet cake, though. It's hard to pass on that.
Let's see. Speaking of graveyards, hold your breath when driving by a cemetery. I've never heard that.
I always take my hat off.
Oh, I have heard that one.
Oh, good for you.
I always, going down through East Texas, I go drive by a bunch of yards. Always take off the hat.
Good for you.
Throw it on the dashboard.
When the funeral processions are driving by here in Texas, they don't stop like that.
You gotta stop. You gotta stop.
My dad stops and pulls over. Yep, you know, let them do their thing. Yep. No, people don't stop, man.
You gotta pull over.
They'll even get in the middle of it, you know, like with the blinkers on, just trying to get to that quick trip. It's crazy.
I will tell you this. Have you guys ever done this, though? Have you ever followed a fire truck or an ambulance through traffic?
Yeah. Yes.
Like you pull in, is there getting through all the traffic? You just duck in behind them.
Shake
it's like
bake,
you draft
baby.
Them and just go.
Yeah, you get in their wake a little bit and
yeah,
just let them
I'm
carry
saying.
You.
Yeah, let them carry you along. Yeah.
Never lay your cowboy hat on a bed.
That's true. That's true. Cowboys
have some bad luck coming your way.
Some bad luck coming your way.
Bad omen.
Yep.
Now I know if you if
wear
a girl
hat and hat.
I know if you give your cowboy hat to a girl, you know, you're basically saying me and you tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Me and you. Especially she put it on, get the dancing out there. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, might as well put a ring on it for the night.
You can keep the hat on.
Hey.
Hey.
You can leave your hat on.
Tom Jones, right?
Hey. That's question for the Tolos. What's a superstition y'all believe in? Man, y'all are lighting up the fan text. If y'all see any good ones on there, don't be afraid to shout them out because I got to read these that I had written down.
I do like the 817. My dad believed whoever opens the pocket knife must be the one who closes the pocket knife.
Oh, I like that.
I don't know why, but
people,
interesting. Why, but
Lucius, you're a country guy. People, when they hand a pocket knife to somebody, you open it for them?
You know what? I've never thought about it, but I think I might open it up for you and hand it to you.
Yeah, when it's like, hey, you have a knife on you, and like they open it for you and hand it to you so you don't have to open it.
Yeah, if there's a little trick to it.
That
yeah.
makes some sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, man.
I think it's a country thing.
I think so, too. My grandpa did that, and then it was also like you have to, if you go on a vacation, you've got to leave and come through the same door.
That's different.
Yeah,
that is
so different. Let's say you leave to go on the vacation, the back door, don't come in the front door.
Don't come
you
got to
come back
door.
In so like you get home safely type of thing.
Interesting. I'm not mad at that. I got a Tolo says, ugly people are witches and demons. I don't know if that's a superstition, but hey. If you're supposed to be going somewhere and everything seems to be going wrong, don't go.
Don't go.
Don't go. It's not working out for you. Let's see what else. Don't tell people your business until it's done.
True.
Yeah, that's, I'm with that.
No, that's very true. Yeah.
I learned my lesson the hard way.
I get burned by that all the time.
Yeah. You get excited. You think people care about you. They really don't.
They sure don't.
They really don't.
They really don't.
Let's see. This Tolo says, I'm afraid of being too happy because that means something bad is going to happen to me. I feel you, dog.
Things are too good right now.
Yeah, things are going too good. Albert King going real quick for you fellas. I got to set another vibe.
Ooh.
Hey! All right. What else we got right here? If you hear someone call your name in a graveyard, how many times is that going to happen? If you hear someone call your name in a graveyard, never answer. The spirits will follow you home.
That sounds like a Louisiana voodoo thing.
It sure do. Definitely. That voodoo.
Down there in New Orleans.
Yeah. Because
the folks are buried above the ground.
Yeah.
You know, because of the sea level and all that. So you got all those tombs.
You don't want them coming up.
Tombs above the ground. Yeah.
Got to watch out for Zulu.
I never understood the people. I mean, obviously, if you're going to pay your respects to somebody, family member, friend, whatever, but like the gatherings at the graveyard. Like, I lived by one. My apartment was right by one in Denton.
Yeah.
And like, from time to time, there would be like folks at nighttime out there. I'm like, man, I don't know why you want to be around me.
Yeah, because you were down the street, Midtown. We were right across the street from that. Yeah. It was like parties almost.
What are you doing?
You never know when a spirit hits you, brother. If someone wakes you out of your sleep to go do something, don't go.
Yes. Yeah, tell them to leave you the hell alone. Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Okay, man. I'll tuck in Abby and stuff. She's almost 13 years old. We've been doing it forever, so we have a routine. The other night, she stayed up late because she'd come back from a dance and she had a bunch of stuff to do Saturday night. And 1:30 in the morning, she wakes me up. Dad, I'm ready for bed.
Why? Well, go on, jump on in there.
Come tuck me in, Dad.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. Good night.
Yeah. I'll be there in a minute. Lay all down. I'll be there in a minute. Tuck you in.
We'll have your omelet in about 7 hours. See you there.
And before we get out of here, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday here on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there you think is awesome, we should be reacting to it. You want us to laugh at it or make fun of it, send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. I go by LaPaul too, Alex. I got a whole lot of names. They call me a lot of names, but only a few to my face. And you can follow us all at G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here. From the RJ and Choppy show.
Which one of these fools is Chop?
What was Bobby talking about right here?
All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Franklin Pringle injury turning sex line 877-881-1053. 877 text line.
I don't know. That's close.
I gotta play it again because I know people probably missed it. And Dawson pointed out the first time.
He did.
There's a scrotum in here. Pause. And there's a sex line in here. This man thinks this is Dr. Drew's show or something all of a sudden.
All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Franklin Pringle injury attorney sex line, 877-881-1053. 877
line?
Text line.
I don't know. That's close.
That's close.
Only got 45 seconds for a 10-minute segment. We got to go.
All right, Lord willing the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll see y'all tomorrow on a Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to the Cholo Lowrider girls out there, man. Yeah.
Salute. We got a proper round tripper coming up next, brought to you by Uber Eats. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and give some thoughts on last night's Rangers game and some call-ups for you to know about.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.